K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Podcast 76, The Trombone. You'll find us here. If you're in a bingo call, perhaps, you would hear trombone for 76, which I don't know why that is.
No, maybe the shape of it.
76 Trombone is a popular marching song from the musical The Music Man.
Oh, there you go.
That's the description, but does not make any sense or reference to the number. But welcome. Thanks for joining us on what's said to be a huge potty.
Yeah, it is. Very close to Christmas. This would be our second last podcast for the year.
Before we have a bit of a break.
Yeah, we don't just have
2 weeks.
A couple of weeks, yeah.
Will we come back stronger?
Who knows? I might come. We've not really had a 2 week break before.
This is the longest break we'll ever have from radio.
So I'm not sure how I'll come back. Maybe I won't come back.
It's fair to say I'll be dusty. Like, because I'm average at best pushing buttons and getting things sorted.
Oh.
2 weeks off it, I'm going to be terrible.
And adding the Christmas period where all of my closest drinking partners are having holidays as well.
It's going to be good.
It is going to be great. And speaking of great, this podcast will be. We need to get into it. Later on this hour, Andy, something...
Later on this hour?
Well, later on the podcast.
It's not this hour.
It's not this hour.
Not a good
like
start.
I said, I'm limping to the end.
Not a good start.
Hey, later on the podcast, an airline has put something in place that I'm just not sure about. It might cause a bit of a smell on the flight.
Oh, okay. And also, I want to talk about how young is too young for a tattoo after a mother has done something very controversial to one of her children. We'll talk about that in the podcast. Enjoy. Benny, you have been with your partner, Beck, for close to 10 years.
Settle down, mate.
9 years?
Far out. Seven.
Seven. All right, okay.
Settle down.
This is perfect timing because you could be in hot water.
I know what this is.
Serious hot water. Gertrude Noma from Zimbabwe has taken her boyfriend Herbert to court. They've been dating for 8 years. Now, that is a long time.
How long have you been dating?
Lou and I are just over four.
Okay.
So, mate, we're in the clear here.
Yeah.
It's you that could be heading to court.
Yeah.
The 26-year-old Gertrude demands that her partner, Herbert, needs to outline future plans with her because she's fed up. She wants to know what's going on, when they're getting married, and what the deal is.
How long have they been together?
8 years. And she's taken her partner to court. They've got a child together.
He's not going anywhere.
That's the thing. You've got a child together. You've been together 8 years. You're happy. Everything's fine.
So how do
why do you need to go to court?
Well, that's the thing. Even if you... Why can't you just have this conversation?
Does she want it in writing? What? On the record. Now, Herbert says the father... They've got a kid together and he's promised that he will marry her. However, the fed-up fiancé has taken it to court demanding he outlines his plans for the future after she's become tired of waiting.
How romantic.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't this...
I mean, don't you get the feeling that if they're at the altar in 12 months, you're just going to be sitting there in the crowd going, well, this is weird.
But the thing is...
Whipped.
Yes! The thing is, though...
He really gave into her, didn't he?
When you go to court, you've got someone for and someone against. So you have to defend yourself. which just makes for the ultimate fight.
Oh, my God.
He's come out to say that they don't communicate, and because
clearly,
of that,
she's got no idea where she stands.
He feels like he doesn't get enough attention. So then he's trying to turn it around on her, saying, I need more attention. This is what I need. You're not giving it to me.
You haven't enough attention. Mate, you've got the lens of the world currently on you because we're all laughing at you for getting sued by your partner. Andy, we know that post-COVID, or the new normal, is what they're calling it.
Oh, I love that.
It's
the COVID normal.
The COVID normal.
Yeah.
New norm.
Yep.
What was wrong with the old norm?
I preferred norm. Yeah. Just the original norm.
Just get us a vaccine.
Bring him back.
there's going to be some restrictions that have eased, but there's going to be some changes. So there's things that we now put in place, or at least you're going to be thinking about it. And some are good. And some are not so good. Mm. You know, for me, for example, when I'm talking to someone, I give 1.5 distance.
Yeah, that is now, that's a standard. It's like, you are way too close to me. You need to back it up. And And stop hugging me as a greeting.
Yeah.
That needs to be a new COVID normal between us. No more hugs.
That's what's really good is that sometimes I don't know when to kiss people on the cheek to greet them. And so now we don't have to.
With Christmas as well, you've always got fantastic. Those aunties or family friends that are around.
Yeah, you certainly.
And there are certain people at some functions that I go to that will often go in for a kiss. And sometimes on the lips as well. Yeah. And I'm like, this is like, and I'm talking 50 plus people that are just going in for the lips. And you're like, no. With COVID now, that could be one of the best things that's come out of COVID.
Well, this
no might, awkward kisses or cuddles.
This might be one of the worst. The Civil Aviation Administration of China, the CAAC, released new guidelines for the country's airline industry. Now, what they're proposing is in a bid to limit bathroom breaks, they're recommended...
Oh, you need to go to the toilet on a plane.
No, wow, you still can.
Yeah, but you've got to do something if you need to go.
No.
Prove how busting you are to go to the toilet.
You don't have to do anything. They're asking cabin crew to wear adult nappies. The reason to do this is to limit the amount of times you have to go into the toilet to risk infection.
Okay.
So if you're not using the toilet as the passengers are, you would limit your amount of risk.
Now,
your exposure, I guess you would say.
Originally, I was like, oh, no. And then it crossed my head. I was like, it's good. I can literally just wee my pants and stay in the seat. And then I went back to the, oh, no. If I'm traveling to America or long distance and nature calls number twos.
100%.
At the start of a
but
flight.
But imagine being served from someone that just took a deuce.
Or sitting next to
or
them.
Or like, at no, well, they're cabin crews. They're not sitting next to you.
Hang on.
The crew.
Oh, so the passengers don't wear them.
No, the passengers can go, no. They're not giving it to you.
I thought you meant the passengers.
So you're sitting there going, I'm happy to do it. I'll take one for the team.
Benny, you've got tats. What age were you when you got them?
I got one of them when I was 18, just because I wanted to get a tattoo.
Yep.
And then I got another one, and Mum was not happy.
With the cricket one, or the 18,
no,
when you were 18?
The one on my ankle.
Yeah.
Not happy.
I love it.
And then the second one, it would have been maybe, how old was I? 22?
Yeah,
potentially okay. 22. And the tattoo one, it kind of doesn't... My tattoos don't freak me out a little bit. because you can
cover them up.
The people... Well, not even that. It's more like that they... Like, I've seen people, and I've got nothing wrong with people with whatever tattoo they get.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't look at a picture on my leg and be happy with that forever. I've got two tattoos. One is a premiership that I played in, and I don't mind that being on my leg.
Yep.
And the other one's a number that it covered up by my socks. I never see it.
It's almost like you walking around with a trophy. You're not
pretty
actually
much.
Carrying your trophy.
That's
you've got
a great call.
Your leg.
Yeah, and like it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah. Won it.
But yeah, 22, I reckon I got them, and like I'm happy enough with them. I barely see them.
Yeah. All right. A woman overseas. She was struggling to tell her twin boys apart.
No.
So what she did was the 31-year-old mother. She had two boys, Adam and Jack.
No way.
She struggled to tell them apart. She thought, what could she do?
Oh, no.
Now, Jack was born with a condition that required him to be injected once a week with whatever.
It wasn't
anything serious, but he needed to have an injection.
Yeah.
Now, when the mother-in-law was babysitting the twins, the mother-in-law injected the wrong baby.
Oh, that's bad.
But it was no dramas. It was okay. The babies were fine. Yeah, everything
bit of
was
insulin
fine.
Or something like that.
But moving forward, they were sort of like, well, look,
what are we going to do?
What can we do? Anyway, what was recommended was a small tattoo on one of the babies that looks like a freckle, no bigger than the end of a pencil or razor, on an area of the skin that's easily seen.
So you're marking them.
Well, you're giving them a tattoo. And then... It goes on to say, and in 2 to 3 years, when the baby has developed more personal features, it will fade away. Tattoos don't fade away.
No, I know, but because they grow, they're growing.
No.
No, they do. Because if you look, they do.
So this baby's got a tattoo and they're saying that it'll fade.
Yeah.
Tattoos don't fade.
I understand what you're saying, but it would be so minuscule, depending on how big the dot actually is. I can't see it because my internet's not working.
The end of a pencil eraser. So you know how on those like old school pencils.
Yeah. But
so
when
it's half the size of a 5 cent coin.
When they grow up and their skin stretches, it'll disappear.
All I'm saying is I was stabbed with a pen in year 10.
Yeah, but you're in year 10. You've already developed.
10 years on, I've still got that ink in my skin. I'm saying they're going to have that tattoo for life, that poor child.
Well, it's not really a tattoo, is it? Just say it was a freckle. It's a discolored freckle.
Oh, it's weird. It is weird.
Imagine they never knew about it. And they're like, I should really get that checked.
Ben, during the week, you know, I listen to K-Rock, I listen to The Brekkie Show, have them on site, so I listen to Benny Rogers throughout the day, and I also listen to Stampsy and Josh Departure Lounge on the way home. So I'm K-Rock through and through.
Yeah, whereas I don't do that.
No.
I just call Josh Jeans once a week, and we get a good chat in together.
Do you talk K-Rock, though, or is it just more sport and things like that?
Oh, we just talk about life.
Yep.
Goals.
Good.
Yeah. Where we are. Yeah. You know, it's just a general check-in.
Yeah, no, that's nice. It's nice to do that. I don't think you're going to be doing that for much longer after I tell you what these guys have done.
Interesting.
Now, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't be familiar with what these guys are doing.
Yeah. Do you think it's the test? What have they done?
Okay, so they have all received something and we've missed out.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm just going to play you some audio.
Okay.
And I want you to see if you can connect.
This actually sounds like a radio show. You've pre-prepared something.
I've got something here. So I'm going to play you this, and I want to see if you can connect the dots. This happened during the week, a conversation between Ben Rogers and Josh
James.
So
this is big.
This was Wednesday. Yep. These soda streams
might
be popping up in our show too. You got yours? You had to play around last night?
I had to play around with one last night and, you know, got the Pepsi Max syrup going in there, which was quite good
stuff.
Actually. So it was very nice.
Okay. So they got to play around. Benny Rogers played around with a soda stream.
Interesting.
Must be nice, I think they said. Yeah, Pepsi Max. Okay, then this was on the Departure Lounge, Stampsy and Josh. Let's have a listen.
We were gifted one, and we were actually gifted with, like, the Pepsi Max, the 7-Up. I cannot wait to use it.
Okay.
Okay.
So Fig's got one.
Fig's got one.
Stampsy's got one.
Josh has got one.
Mm.
Now, Tom and Loggie, I tried to go through their audio. I believe they've got one, but there was no damning evidence would say it on air, but they alluded to the fact that they got a soda stream. Now, everyone in the office has got a soda stream.
No way.
Except for you and I.
So.
And I'm like, what are we, yes, we're chopped liver on the weekend, but hey, a soda stream this time of year, it could be nice.
We could have re-gifted it. I wouldn't re-gift it, of course, but what I'm saying is.
And that's why they don't give us this sort of stuff.
Do you know what's really unfortunate for K-Rock?
What?
Is that, you know, you're a really nice guy, but when it comes to free stuff, if it's up for grabs, your hand is the first one to be raised. So the fact that they're talking about some free gear getting passed around, your ears would have perked up and said, hang on a minute.
I'm missing out here.
I haven't got it.
What is going on? Anyway, hey, if there's still some more soda streams laying around.
You've got to pass anything on to us.
We want something, please.
Andy, do you know what a bush doof is?
Something serpent? Rainbow serpent is a bush doof?
What?
The festival. Rainbow Serpent, it's a festival.
Oh.
It's pretty much where people get together, they head into the bush, they drink, they do whatever sort of takes their fancy.
Okay, the definition of a bush doof.
Rainbow Serpent.
It's a dance party
in
rural areas.
Rainbow Serpent.
I don't think I expected you to describe it as people go into the bushes and do whatever they like.
No, not a bush doof.
That sounds... You could go so many different ways with that.
Have you been to a bush doof?
I have not been to a bush doof.
Yeah, okay.
And it worries me to ask you if you've been to a bush doof, because what you think a bush doof is and what a bush doof actually is are two very different things, and we won't incriminate you today.
Don't ask me.
A police officer has stunned partygoers by taking over the DJ decks.
At a bush doof.
Yeah, he played a song called Ketamine Dreams, which, if you know what that is, interesting choice. But you can see the copper jumping on. Can I say copper?
Yeah, police. I often go with police officer, sir. So it's nothing but the highest regard because I respect them with the sir at the end.
Hello,
police officer.
Hello,
sir.
Miss Police Officer.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, sir.
Ma'am.
Sir. What, I just tick all the boxes so I can't get into trouble.
And after your 5-minute greeting, he jumped on the decks. You can see with the headphones on. Prior to that, he was, you know, with another officer surveying the crowd, had his mask on, doing all the right things. As it was, you know, I guess safe enough to do so, he saw an opportunity, jumped on the decks, and everyone was loving life. Everyone recorded it, as you do. It ended up on TikTok. And the comments with it said things like, you know, welcome to Australia. This is so Australian. Like, just coppers just getting involved.
I got problems with this. This reeks of problems. I go to a nightclub, or, you know, I used to before COVID. I would request a song. I'd be like, hey, play some Bieber. Play some Bieber. And the DJ guy, person, whoever, would look at me and they'd like lift a headphone off and say, huh? What do you want? Yeah. I'm like, Justin Bieber. And they're like, no. Now, the fact that a police officer, sir, cannot, they don't need to request a song or ma'am. They just take over the DJ booth. That annoys me. Annoys me so much.
To be fair, you're leaving a crucial part out of the story.
What?
The amount of times we've gone to Lammy's and you've snuck behind the DJ booth.
No, I haven't.
And then they've grabbed you by the collar and said, not today, mate. The only factual part of that story is that you are screaming Justin Bieber, but while they're dragging you out of the establishment.
All right, you're going to have to start rationing out the podcast because we are having 2 weeks off. There's about 10 or 11 podcasts now banked up, but with 2 weeks off, if you're ahead, really just start to hold back.
Yeah, but we've still got one to go. We've got one more next week.
And then we're on 2 weeks of holidays.
And then we're on. So don't start saying, oh, we're on 2 weeks, so rush. No. We've still got one to go.
Yeah, but if you haven't gone back and listened to our old stuff, go back, check it out, and tell us what you think.
Absolutely, mate. We need to do one thing before we get out of here.
Let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Absolutely.
My thought of the week is this. Do you think there has ever been a time where everyone has had their light switches off in their home, in the world? Because I know we're all northern, southern hemisphere, and there's a time difference.
There's a daytime and a nighttime.
But I'd love to see a photo
for a second
from outer space where the whole world is dark because everyone's got their light switches off. I know, like, we've done it in Melbourne to save, like, everyone turns the building lights off for, like,
Earth hour.
That's what it is.
Yep.
But I just think if we could all try and pick a time.
Just for a second.
In the morning.
Yeah. Well, not our morning. Let's do our night because I'll just be asleep.
Okay, so if we lock in like...
midnight tonight.
No. It has to be an obscure time. And we all do it. Like, I'm thinking like 10:47 and 20 seconds.
Early.
I'm in bed by then. But if we all turn our lights off, there will be a period of time where the world is in darkness.
Fantastic. I like it. I like the thought. Oh, what's the date you want to do that on?
Let's book it in for Christmas.
So, Christmas Day.
Yeah, Christmas Day.
The 25th of December.
Correct.
Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
10:47 and 20 seconds.
Seconds. Everyone have their lights off.
Okay.
In the world. And we've got a strong following in Zimbabwe.
Fantastic.
So, need to do the time difference.
Yep.
Make sure your lights are off.
I like it. I like it a lot. Keep an eye out for that and keep an eye out for our show next weekend. We're back on K-Rock Geelong at 9:05. 5.
Wow.
8 till 10 a.m. Saturday, Sundays, or catch our last podcast of the year next Monday.
Like and subscribe, do all that. See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on